Welcome to another Carlo and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin. Robert, one of the things I'm going to really enjoy about this show is working with you, because I know that you have such information and knowledge about this, the history of Gawler sport, and I'm excited about learning new stuff. Now, netball is not one of my strengths. I can't say that I'm really up to date with netball in the Gawler Barossa area. But one thing I do know, like I work with Carmen Gaskell, and I know she was always been like Gawler South player. And I know that Williston have always been like their sort of major contenders. And Lisa Wilson, I know, has been a gun. I did some research. I looked up on their website. I wanted to find out what's going on. And I see that Barossa are on top. And what surprised me was Williston are down in fifth and South Gawler in fourth. So I wanted to sort of, what's going on? Tell us about the netball in Gawler Barossa at the moment.
Well, part of the problem is you obviously haven't got in touch with Lisa, because a number of years ago, Williston was the power team. They won many premierships, 5-6 premierships in about 8 years or whatever it was, and they completely dominated. And a couple of those premiership coaches are still in the league, but with different clubs. Phil Hendy now coaches Gawler Central, and the last premiership that Williston won was two seasons ago with Ross Fraser. Now, Ross Fraser last year went to Barossa and took something like 4 or 5 premiership players with her, and playing for Barossa last year and this year is Lisa Wilson and Jess Wilson and Hayley Mayer, who used to be Norris, and Lee Barnett. So kind of 75% of Barossa were kind of the influence of the Williston side of things.
So there's been a bit of a shift then in the teams. If I look at the top four, we've got Barossa and Kapunda, both 1-2, 6 wins and 1 loss. And interestingly, when I looked through the results, Kapunda actually knocked off Barossa earlier in the year.
Yes.
And Gawler Central and South Gawler next with 5 wins and 2 losses. So it's pretty tight at the top. On the weekend, Barossa played Gawler Central, who were third, and that would look like a pretty tight game, 56-52. So it seems to be the competition, even though it's been a bit of a mix-up, it's actually, do you think it's strengthened the competition? Has it made it generally more competitive?
In one regard it is, but it seems to be the same teams that have been up there for the last decade or so, except for Williston and Barossa sort of taken over. But Kapunda have been a force, a premiership contender for 20 plus years. Although before they won last year, they had something like a 10-year hiatus without winning the flag, but they were always knocking on the door. South Gawler, they won their first flag 3 or 4 years ago. They've been a grand finalist the last few years, so they're always up there. Gawler Central, they won a few flags a decade or so ago and one in between, and they're sort of always a top four contender. So basically it's been the Gawler teams, Williston, South and Central, have been a top four team with Kapunda, but now with Williston dropping out last year and struggling a little bit, Barossa sort of grabbed their players and took their place.
So if we look, like, it's getting close to midway of the season, so maybe it's time to do a little sort of review report on each team. Is there any major surprises? So we just talked about the top four. How about from, some 6 down to 9? So we've got Angaston, Fruling, Newry and Tanunda. Any surprises there, or have there been some movement there?
Well, it's hard to say. I think consistently teams sort of win as expected. There's been one or two sort of little surprises. Probably Freeling sort of have lost a few games, we might have expected them to win, because they've been knocking on the door for the top four under Susie O'Brien the last couple of seasons. But this season they're 3-4, and really they should be a little bit better place than that. But other than that, Angaston would probably be the big surprise backer. Angaston are the team most expected to knock off one of the higher top four type teams, but unfortunately Newry and Tanunda, they're in development mode. Newry have got Sally Ann Vivian, who was a former Central girl. She's come back to the league to coach Newry, and they're probably a little bit further advanced than what Tanunda is, and as a consequence Newry beat Tanunda, and that's the only win between those two teams. Williston, they've got a new coach this season, and they're a much improved team from last year. Kimberly Walker's come into the league. She's a great player. She's usually a goal shooter. But against Tanunda a couple of weeks ago, she actually broke her hand. So she's out for 4 to 6 weeks. And I saw South and Williston on the weekend, and South controlled that game as expected and ended up winning by 15-odd goals or whatever. And the story of that game was that one or two more experienced players that South had. So if Kimberley had played that game, it might have been a lot closer.
We talked about some of the more experienced players, and I'm going to put you on the spot now. Is there any real young guns in Senior One this year that have come in maybe this year or previously and are making an impact on the competition?
Well, there are a couple of young guns in the competition. Probably there's one or two players who have been developing, and they're a little bit inconsistent, and they have a good game and then they sort of fall back a little bit. But generally speaking, it's the more experienced players that lead the way. There's a young girl, Stella Fraser, for Tanunda. She started playing A grade last year when she was like 15 or something. Wow. And her father's Robbie Fraser, who used to play league footy for Central District. And she's probably one of the guns, and there's also one or two at Freeling who are coming through. Tanunda have got a number of young ones, as has Newey, and a lot of the teams have, but they haven't really stood up and been standout type players, but they will be as they gain the experience. And netball, more than most sports, tends to be that way, that the young, exciting stars coming through don't develop for a couple of years until they get used to playing against the more experienced players, and that's when they really start winning awards and becoming dominant. But they get a good grounding, and that's a good thing about the Boston Light and Caller netball, is they give the young guns plenty of opportunities. Even if they're playing intermediate or Division 2 or 3, they sit on the bench for the Divi 1 and they bleed them into the game, play a quarter here and a half there. So it's really impressive the way they have all those experienced players and they nurture the young.
Excellent. What about this week coming up? We're into round 9. Any big games there that we should keep an eye on that you think there might be a bit of an upset, or do you think they'll go to plan?
I think this week the toughest game will probably be Angleston and South Gawler, because Angleston absolutely thrashed Tanunda 74-29. I'm wondering if that's their highest score in over a decade and biggest margin, because Angleston, they've made the finals once or twice in the last decade or so, but basically they're a 6th-7th type team, generally speaking, so you know they could be a threat, and with Willesden losing to South on the weekend, they were one game behind South. South were 4th, Willesden were 5th. If Willesden had won that, it would have left them equal on 4 wins each. But Willesden lost, that gave South a 2-game break. And with Angleston's win, they got 3 wins now. So both Willesden and Angleston will be hoping that Angleston win this week to tighten that the fight for the finals, with Willesden playing Newry this week. Of the other games, I expect that Kapunda will be too good for Freeling, just on the numbers. Barossa playing Freeling. So I expect Barossa to win that. Central and Kapunda could be a good one. I expect Kapunda will win that.
So that's 2 playing 3?
Yes.
So great chance for Gawler Centrals to get a win and change the premiership table there?
Well, Central are well coached by Phil Hendy, and they've surprised me in a couple of games. I saw them against South, and South looked like they had control of that game, but Central went over the top of them to win that. So they're obviously a team to watch, but you kind of need them to keep on going and keep taking the big scalps. Kapunda, got a lot of respect for them. Their players, they have got such a talent-laden side. They've got Tab McKenzie, who's been around forever. Stacey Burgess, arguably the best player in the competition. Penny Chappell, wow, another one that's been there forever. Hayley Sparnes, she won the medal a couple of years ago when she was playing for Tanunda. She was a big reason why Kapunda went all the way last year. And then you've got the Thomas girls, Emma and Hannah. So they're probably one of the best teams in the competition when you go through the whole lineup. They still blood the kids every now and again, but they're probably the measuring stick. With South Gawler, if they get all their players together, I mean, South have got Sonia Davey and Karina Cook. There's arguably the best combination up in goals, shooting goals. They've got Anna Dunn in the centre, who's just been forever one of the best players in the competition. And then they got the Platten sisters. They got the Erica Rowe. They got a number of good players. But I think Kapunda is the team that sort of has that premiership look about them, more so than any other club. So Central, they're they've got some good players. Ali King, she's another one of those players that have been around forever. She's a, you know, just an unbelievable player. And then they've got Tash Purdy, Alison Shahinga. They've got a lot of good players, but they've also got some younger ones coming through who still haven't sort of caught my eye as being the dominant type players. So is there any more players that you want to sort of talk about?
Well, Rob, I'm impressed, again, with your knowledge of sport, and I hope that people listening really appreciate what you know and what you can share with us. So I look ahead in round 11. I know that's a few weeks down the track, but we've got Barossa playing Kapunda, 1 and 2. And so what do you think the... I mean, it looks like what you're telling us, the next part of the season is going to be pretty exciting. The next 2, 3, 4 weeks are going to be critical.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, if I was going to call it from now, I'd say that Barossa and Kapunda will probably be the grand finalists this season. But you can't write off South and you can't write off Central. And in all honesty, they seem to be the 14th battling for the premiership this year. Do not write Angaston or Willison off yet either. But Kapunda and Barossa would be the teams I'd favour to go through to the grand final, barring injuries and barring too many upsets. Thank you for listening to another Carlo and Laid Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.